take his left arm, and I'm going to place this here between his shoulder and his elbow. And we're going to make sure grab's on kind of tight. Get it nice and tight so it's nice and firm.
Reggie Phillips is checking the blood pressure of his employee, Javon Bradley, at Masterpiece Locks and Twists on Dewey Avenue. It's a 10-year-old barbershop with a well-known presence in the community. Nutrition charts, STD prevention, and other posters targeted towards healthy lifestyles hang on the walls next to models sporting the newest hairstyles.
I'm just going to take your blood pressure. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to diagnose you. So I'm going to be able to give you a screening so you're able to realize and regulate it on your own fire is being mindful of your blood pressure.
Last year, Phillips agreed to take part in the Get It Done initiative, where local barbers and hairstylists are trained by health educators to check the blood pressure levels of their clients.
Right now, we got a reading, so it's a little high. It's a little high. Actually, it's it'd be 148, actually, over 94, which is actually kind of high. So it's like the stage one of high blood pressure.
Bradley is 26 years old and admits he rarely has his blood pressure checked. He says he's been having headaches and felt quite sluggish all day. As Phillips was trained to do, he rechecks Bradley to make sure he's getting an accurate reading and the numbers remain the same.
He can eat a banana, that'll bring that down because it's giving up potassium. The potassium will bring down and eats up that sodium.
I need to go to Wilson Farms, get a banana.
Here, I'm going to give you the sheet.
Thanks.
Right, and that right there is going to tell you about your milk intake.
Gives Bradley some additional informational guides on how to lower his blood pressure.
Sometimes it's just what we eat that makes our blood pressure high.
Right.
So we just got to be conscious of what we do.
What did you eat today?
This morning for breakfast I had four hot sausages.
Well, see, now that right there alone, it's mad sodium in that, and it's greasy food. Like you said, in the morning, but look, his pressure's still high.
Phillips says high blood pressure is considered a silent killer, affecting 1 in 4 people in Rochester.
Right, 1 in 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, we got
right,
one.
We got one. But look, how many people in the building? So, you just got to be mindful of it.
It generally is called that because it doesn't have any overt symptoms. If they have symptoms, usually people will say, I have these terrible headaches, or my vision is funny.
That's Phyllis Jackson, a registered nurse and community outreach specialist. She says there are 9 other trained barbers and stylists in the city doing what Phillips does every day. Jackson says the goal is to catch high blood pressure in minorities where rates are most high, primarily because they're the group that's least likely to get their levels checked regularly by physicians.
People are not going to come to them, especially young black males, which is a high percentage of the barbershop business. Young black females, high percent of the beauty shop business, they are not as likely to go to a physician's office unless there's a problem.
Jackson says uncontrolled high blood pressure can lead to heart attack and stroke and, in some cases, kidney disease. Within a year, the Get It Done program has helped physicians' offices around the city document more than 56,000 people who need help controlling their high blood pressure.
We need to go to where people are. And if we do that, then we're more apt to be able to get them to participate in what we're trying to do. And so beauty shops, barber shops are historically in the African-American Latino community places where people have long-standing relationships. It's a logical way to go.
Barbara Phillips agrees.
It's a pillar of the community. We're counselors, we're doctors, we're everything. All the service that we do, it's for the community, so why not offer more services because they come to us daily? So not just to look good, but to even feel better.
Community outreach specialist Jackson says the proper diet, watching sodium intake, and exercise are the main ways to controlling high blood pressure.
Known fact, if you have hypertension and you lose 10 pounds, your blood pressure will go down at least 2 to 3 points. So there are things that can be done to modify it and bring it in control. It will never go away. But it can be controlled as long as you control the factors that cause it.
Phillips says on any given day, his shop has about 100 clients, and out of that 100, he'll test blood pressure levels of about 10 to 20 people. He's even sent a handful of people to the emergency room because their levels were dangerously high. And according to the Get It Done program, when asked who their primary care physician was, they wrote down Phillips' name.
The people that you tested that are uninsured, they went to the emergency room like you told them because
right.
it was too high.
Right,
and
right.
They listed you as a primary.
I mean, wow, that's real. Wow, Dr. Phillips.
I mean, well, how does it make you feel?
I mean, it makes you feel like, okay, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I mean, if I talk to 10 people and I help one, I did my job. And that's real. I mean, that's priceless.
Lashay Agnew, WXXI News.